Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Advanced techniques together with the most qualified staff create an environment designed to maximize recovery and restore independence. Visit us at CatholicHealthServices.org.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
We are now kicking it old school with the one and only Tony Segretto, brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
Beautiful day here in South Florida. Jeff DeForest, one Mike Luby Lubitz with you. 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Always a pleasure to welcome this man, a fabled legend in broadcasting here in South Florida. He was there at the very beginning. I think he personally built the NBC facility there. He and Bernie Rosen had brick and mortar out there. Had a little spatula. Tony Segretto joins us here. Old School with Tony Segretto, brought to you by Catholic Health Services. Ultimate when it comes to any kind of physical rehab, whether it's from an injury or a stroke. And of course, the great Texas Roadhouse restaurants, which the food always makes you, just even talking about it, you start getting hungry right away. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Found in a basket, much like Moses on the steps of Wometco Enterprises, and someone came out and looked around to make sure that it was okay, and bring the baby in. And the next thing you know, I'm on the Skipper Chuck Show.
Nice.
It's
that is amazing that that's how you got your start. Tony Segretto, a brilliant broadcasting career of national and international acclaim, and you started out as a guest on the, in the audience on the Skipper Chuck Show.
Yeah. But actually, it's funny, not funny, it's ironic, especially in light of his passing last month, but my first two responsibilities when I was like 17 and a half years old was ripping wire copy, which kind of you all did at the time, but getting Larry King coffee and makeup.
Nice.
And
is that right?
Did you do the makeup?
Yeah.
You did the makeup?
No, I would be the guy at the ready when it was go, we need extra makeup, and I'd go in the makeup room and get it.
Nice.
And there would be the coffee. And actually, that's when he started doing the long-form interviews then. He was actually doing a weekend interviews, and they were doing a 4-part series, and each one would go like 15 minutes. So the news would be 15 minutes, and then on the early and late shows, Saturday and Sunday, 4 parts, he would interview, bring in big people, big time people coming into Miami and interview them. And that's where I kind of learned whatever skill I have from interviewing was from watching Larry and talking to him and understanding how he did his work, which was unlike anybody else I've seen prepare for an interview. He basically did not prepare.
The book is my beginning in broadcasting. The author is Tony Segretto. That's how he introduced everything on the Mutual Radio Network.
No, you know what? I'll just leave you with this. He told me that, till the day he died, when he interviewed an author, he never read the book.
Well, of course.
Because he wanted to ask the questions from the perspective of people, because he felt most people watching had not read the book, and why give inside information? The people who read the book are going to enjoy it regardless. So I found that extremely fascinating. But anyway, how are you guys? How are you feeling? How's
Wonderful.
Everything going? Yeah, you ready for your second shot there, Defoe? Yeah.
It's coming up on Tuesday. I'll be fully inoculated and ready to go running wild, although people are letting loose all over. I was in a restaurant last night. Man, it was jamming in there, and both inside and outside. And you're thinking, let's back off a little bit, people. Hey, I wanted to get into this because I came across a guy, and one of the things I love, and I know you do too, Tony Segretto, is that, you're watching a guy, let's say like last night in the Panther hockey game, and I'm not even sure if I have anything close to the correct pronunciation of this guy's name. The goalie is a guy, it's spelled Khudobin, and I think it's Hudobin or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's Hudobin.
Yeah, because there was Hobby Bullen many years ago, and he had a silent K, so yep. I'm assuming that's the same thing with this guy, Anton Hudobin, who is a Russian goaltender now with the Dallas Stars. And you look at this guy's travels. I mean, he has made more stops than he had saves in the game last night. And it's all over the world, and they're just up and down. And now he's been in the NHL for a while. And, you know, you're watching a guy as a fan, and you're cursing him out because this guy was catching pucks in his teeth and shut out the Panthers last night. And you don't realize all that he went through to get there, which is really, you know, one of the remarkable things about any sports story. And I'm having dinner with a jockey last night, Paco Lopez, happened to be part of this group that I was with. And his story is amazing. Started at like 9 years old in some match races that were obviously illegally being conducted somewhere off El Chapo's farm in Mexico. and you know, you see him now, you know, riding in the Fountain of Youth. I mean, it's amazing sometimes the stories and the travels that people have gone through. It's not always, you know, the guy that you see drafted number one that makes for a fascinating sports story. It's always cats like this. I mean, and two great examples of it yesterday with the guy starring in Going for the Stars against the Panthers, and then this race rider who went from rags to riches, literally.
That was probably the biggest joy I had doing my job, finding these stories. Because I think they need to, be told. You know, we only see, I remember giving a speech one time and talking about this exact subject, saying, you know, you only see the finished product. You know, you'd watch Marino on Sunday. You only saw that product. You did not see the work put in during the week. You know, the great dancers, you know, Valella, you know, you'd go see this man fly in the air. You know, maybe one of the greatest athletes in terms of how he controlled his body. You know, you didn't see the blood and sweat and tears he went through to prepare. And what was Ali's great line? You know, the fight isn't won in the ring. It's won in the early mornings on the road in solitude, running the streets. You know, and that's really the truth. And you know, what they have to do to get there, how they fight. And this is where I always single out, and Depot, I want you to weigh in on this. The athlete may have probably the most single-focused, powerful, will-driven mind of anyone I've ever met, right? They are the single focus and this vision and this dream is unmistakable in their focus and unmistakable in their drive, and will not be color tainted until that vision is realized. Would you agree?
The great Eddie Kaplan used to have a theory on that, and it was simply that the guys that are in the pros are the most competitive.
Yeah.
They have a competitive drive that exceeds anything that you could ever even imagine. And we've seen that where, you know, you have any number of greats that are also, like Serena Williams, you know, very bad, sore losers. I think LeBron falls into that category too. But they want to beat you at anything. And that's what it's all about. I remember seeing a 60 Minutes piece with Tiger Woods, and he was saying, you know, if I play ping pong, I want to beat you. If I'm doing anything, putting a puzzle together, I want to finish it first. And that's just, you know, part of their makeup. Same thing with this guy and Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, Ed Garcia. Well, why do you think they're on top, Tony Segreto? It's because of men like this that have that kind of vision and have that kind of drive to, you know, just an unwavering commitment to success. Ed Garcia, welcome to the show. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Super excited to be here today.
Good morning. You know, it's a step and repeat for Texas Roadhouse. It's one day down, the next day we start, and we do it all over again. So, you know, we talked about the app last week, and I hope people went on to the app. But I wanted to share something with you, Ed, that a friend of mine called me up to check on, see how I was doing, if I had gotten my shot and all of that. And he had gone to the Texas Roadhouse for lunch and was hungry but not that hungry. And it was one of the chilly South Florida days. And he told me he had the Texas Red Chili. He had a bowl of it for lunch and said it may have been the best chili he ever had. And here we are with you know, the cooler temperatures this time of year. And, you know, talk about great comfort food. There's nothing quite like chili. And to get it at Texas Roadhouse may be one of the more special places to get it.
I agree. Our chili is absolutely phenomenal. It's actually the only soup that we do have. So occasionally, you know, some people are looking for some other stuff, but I tell you, you can't go wrong. It takes us almost to probably about 4 or 5 hours to make. But what's really cool about that chili is that the beef is actually, you know, a combination of, you know, the different meats that we have, and we cook it down, and then we just add some different sauces and spices, you know, from pepper to cumin to, you know, you name it. And after about 3-4 hours, you get that consistency. And those people that are from the north, it almost is borderline like a Coney chili, but it's a little bit heartier. And obviously we garnish it with cheese and onions, give you a couple saltine crackers on the side if you like. But it, even during the, you know, the warmer days, it's just that nice hearty start, you know, to either whether it's a salad or a steak to go with your dinner.
And, yeah, we always talk about the steaks and the chili, but can you briefly kind of tell people who aren't, you know, who aren't meat eaters, all the other choices that you have at Texas Roadhouse, from the country fried chicken to the grilled barbecue chicken, and also the fish and the great pork chops, as we had talked about before?
Absolutely. One of our newest additions to the menus, which came in a couple of years ago, is the herb chicken. You know, it is an absolutely phenomenal seasoned chicken breast, 8 ounces. You can get it with 2 great sides. My other favorite, which again, normally it's a seasoned salmon with some kosher salt and black pepper. My recommendation is to get it blackened. And I'll tell you a cool thing too. We get told a lot, you know, a lot of people from the South say that we have the best catfish out there. We get our catfish from Mississippi, and we serve it with a Creole mustard and a lemon. And I'll tell you, it's a 4-piece catfish dinner. I typically eat 2, take 2 home. You know, take the other 2 pieces. I warm it up in the oven, put in a piece of toast, and kind of make a little catfish sandwich. It's a great follow up meal for that dinner.
Hungry yet, Defoe?
I am. Oh, man, Ed, we can't have fun anymore, man. He's got to be starving here. I'm ready to
every time.
Run down to the fridge, eat some leftover Texas Roadhouse that I happen to have in there. Ed Garcia, always a pleasure.
What
Thanks
a great guy.
So much for being with us. Yeah.
He's such a good guy, and Texas Roadhouse is so good. Folks, I am telling you, if you want to just
week,
go have...
The app is so clutch. Like, literally, you because it's about 10 minutes to the store, I order the food, get in the car right after, order the food,
yeah.
And by the time I get there, it's ready, and they bring it right out. It's, like, sick.
Yeah, and it's the people are always happy, and they're, yep. The service is amazing, and it's just fun. You go, not only have a great meal at a great price, but you have fun. And isn't that what it's all about?
All right, we're coming back with more. We're having some fun here with Tony Segreto, going old school, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, and, of course, tremendous when it comes to any type of rehab, physical rehab. We're talking about Catholic Health Services. I'm Jeff DeForest. He is Mike Luby Lubitz. Returning with more with Tony in a moment. Old school continues. Santos Perez later on that Canelo card coming up at Hard Rock Stadium. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 8:17.
Listen to the Laverne Cox Show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have an NFL game tonight, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, not for Luby. He's only allowed to watch football on his cell phone now. And this is before what? He even ties the knot. Can you imagine?
He has to
sit there with Shirley while she watches Housewives of Beverly Hills, even though the Houston Texans and Deshaun $40 million a year Watson has taken on Mr. $50 million, Patrick Mahomes, who lit up the NFL last year like nobody we've ever seen.
Wait a minute. Wait. Can't we just get him another TV?
Yeah, we have other TVs. I just don't see her a lot. So
this is even worse, Tony.
It's a compromise.
Okay, so let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. The quality of you being together is that not relevant? Because if you're sitting there watching a game on your phone, obviously with a headset on, and she's watching
I don't watch the headset. I have no volume on my phone. She
but
has
you're still watching. You're still watching the game.
Yes, it's compromised, but. Shh, Tony, it's worked
joke,
out.
Tony
she doesn't bother
it.
Me.
Joke.
She leaves me alone. Let's not mess this up for me, all right? She leaves me alone. I get to watch the game.
Listen,
it's tragic. I mean, this is a pathetic picture of a man.
Listen, Luby, I am your biggest supporter, but this is just not acceptable.
Thank you,
I am sorry. It is absolutely not acceptable. It's like being a parent. What's the point of being with your children if you're on the phone watching something and they're doing something else? Because you're in the same room, that makes it okay? This doesn't make it okay. This doesn't make
it's
it okay.
It's a sad story. It really is.
Defo and Luby always have a blast kicking it old school with the iconic Tony Segreto. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I said listen to them.
Another gorgeous day here in South Florida. Great to be with you. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Right now we're all school, as we are every Thursday at this time, with the great Tony Segreto. And that's brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants and Catholic Health Services. Any type of rehabilitation of a physical nature, they are definitely the people to go to. This is a question for you, Tony. And I'm assuming this gentleman figures that you might have some pull in this category because you're very influential in a lot of areas. Your tentacles stretch all over the sporting world in terms of positive influence, as it should with the man of virtue that you are. And this comes from a good friend of ours, but he's kind of gravitated towards the Greek show at 3 in the afternoon, the great Kevin Heller, also known as Special K, who's a huge Hurricane fan, Tony Segreto. And he has been pushing for Otis Anderson to be put into the College Football Hall of Fame. Otis Anderson, the great O.J. Anderson, University of Miami fame. How is he not in the College Football Hall of Fame? I thought I saw where he was up for possible election and induction into it again this year.
I agree with Special K. We're still shaking our head about Howard.
Oh, Schnelly. Oh my God, that's a travesty.
That's an atrocity. It's absolutely
an embarrassment.
So wrong. I just don't understand. And when you ask the question to those who allegedly know, there is no answer.
There is an answer, and the answer is one that needs to be overlooked, which was its career record. And Howard, unfortunately, his record was only slightly above 500.
I think that's a balderdash. I just think that's a balderdash answer. I think.
Well, he took over programs that were all, one was on the verge of extinction. Louisville was nothing. FAU didn't even have a program. So naturally, that's going to damage his overall record. But look at the wins that he had.
Yeah, incredible. Remarkable what he did.
One win over Nebraska puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Were after he left. That's the whole point is, if you come in with a disaster, it takes you a couple years to build it. When he left, they were always in way. They were actually programmed when he left.
Yes.
Listen, Louisville is relevant. Louisville football is relevant because of one person, Howard Schnellenberger, period. Without him, they don't have this unbelievable stadium. Without him, they don't have any kind of football history.
What about Otis?
Hey, listen. Otis Anderson, it was one of the great the great Lou Saban, not Nick Saban, Lou Saban, pulled Otis aside and said, I coached O.J. Simpson. You are named O.J. Anderson. I can make you a running back that's impactful in those ways if you just stick with me. And that's what he did at the University of Miami and then went on to have a stellar career in the NFL. Yep. So I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. And, we should start a petition.
What kind of poll do you have, school. Tony?
Yeah.
Well, speak to these people.
I will make some phone calls when we get done. Hey, listen, real quick. I gotta shout this out real quick. We have a brand new listener Vermont, a dear friend of mine, Dr. Michael Scovner.
Nice.
A shout out. Today is the first day he's listening on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Doc.
He's doing it before everybody comes into his office. Big time. I mean, probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, sports fans I've ever met. Went to Dartmouth. Was actually the statistician for the Dartmouth football program and sports program when David Shula was there.
And you're introducing him to us?
Yeah, and I'm introducing him to us. Yeah.
Does he just listen to this hour that you're on, Tony? Or he's not inclined to listen to the rest of the show, is he?
I don't know. Listen, he's a first-class doctor and a first-class human being. I hope we don't take him down the path of no return. but I wanted to shout that out. We have a new listener on the iHeartRadio app that goes along with the other 10 that we have up here in New England. So it's
that's
awesome.
Half the population of Vermont right now. Special Luby tells me you got a special guest here, wants to close out the segment. Beverly and I just wanted to thank Tony. We've always been admirers of Tony Segreto. He did a lot of good work and, of course, was a tremendous asset with his coverage of the University of Miami. But I want to thank Tony for the kind words there. Tony, you're a mensch, and Beverly and I.
You do the best, Howard.
No, I do a terrible Howard. I mean, Howard's a pretty easy imitation, is he not?
Hey, we got to keep our prayers up for him. We have to.
How's he doing? Is he all right?
He's, you know, it's been a tough go, but God bless him. You know, he and Beverly continue to move forward and work hard, and we're hopeful. That's the best we can say.
You know, Howard was my partner. We were doing a celebrity chef thing.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
At Benihana's. Were you involved in that, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Where we were like the chef at Benihana's. Howard was really good at it, man. He was great with those shrimp. He had them flying in the air. It was incredible. Behind the back with a Ginsu knife. Boom! Whacked them right up there. Next thing you know, each person had an equally proportioned slice of shrimp. I bungled the rice, though. I had the rice all over the place. It looked like I was at Luby's wedding after they rolled outside the church. All right, we're coming back with more. A Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files on tap. Speaking of Deal Volkswagen, can't wait for tomorrow's Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We're going to be trackside at Gulfstream. Big buzz around Gulfstream Park and the Fountain of Youth. Coming up on Saturday, Kate and Braid are going to help us dissect the race and the card there, because she always comes up with something brilliant. And maybe, I don't know, could be a secret appearance there by one Andy Beyer, who always is on there to annoy Caden. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
When you see a horse, it's 8:30.
Find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find out what you're looking for today.
Still steeped in a rich tradition. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen, where Anna makes buying or leasing a Volkswagen so, so easy. It's February, and Deal is celebrating Anna's fourth anniversary. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day to get a sweet deal at Deal. Enjoy savings on all Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. Fall in love today with Deal and a new VW. The prices, selection, and service are always exceptional, and the treatment is the best at Deal Volkswagen. Take advantage of extra special savings to celebrate Anna's fourth anniversary of making buying a VW so easy at Deal. There are great deals on all new 2021 models. Choose your car, and Anna and the gang will take care of you like nobody else. No hassles, just a sweetheart deal. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road, or call 305-448-DEEL, or visit DealVolkswagen.com. And you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say it's all about the DEEL. The championship meet at Gulfstream Park has long been one, if not the, premier race meets in the country. For many years, the meet shared the spotlight with Brilliant Racing at Hialeah Park as the two fabled racetracks flip-flop dates in what was the four-month winter-spring racing season. Since Thoroughbred Racing at Hialeah ceased many years ago, Gulfstream has been the undisputed center of the winter racing circuit. Saturday, one of the track's signature events will be contested as 10 will go to the post in the Fountain of Youth, an important stepping stone and test for newly turned three-year-olds as these young equine athletes try to carve out a path to the Triple Crown Classics a little later down the road. It also serves as a vital prep along the trail to the Florida Derby, which will culminate the sensational stake schedule of the Hallandale Ovals Championship Meet. The excitement surrounding Saturday's renewal certainly figures to further the buzz created by the event's fabled history, which includes many amazing horses who have gone on to gain Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes credentials. Previous winners have included the likes of Tim Tam, Kawhi King, Spectacular Bid, and Thunder Gulch, all horses who would follow with wins in two of the three spring classics. Jockey John Velasquez has the most wins by a rider in the race with five, while the top victory numbers among trainers include Hall of Famer names like Jimmy Jones, Dwayne Lucas, and Todd Pletcher, each who have hit the winner's circle three times in the Fountain of Youth. Will this year's field produce another classic champion? It appears to have that level of quality. Shug McGahee sends out morning line favorite Grateful Honor with Jose Ortiz in the booth. The Holy Bull winner will face top prospects like Drain the Clock, Prime Factor, and Fire at Will, and hope to improve on his current third-place status among horses rated in the Kentucky Derby future book wagering. The Fountain of Youth undercard includes a variety of top-notch stakes races as well, making for what shapes up as a spectacular afternoon of action Saturday at Gulfstream. With a NASCAR event in town and Canelo Alvarez headlining a fight card at Hard Rock Stadium, South Floridians have plenty of festival-type sporting events on the calendar Saturday, but none can match the tradition and the impact on their sport that will, no doubt, have the fans buzzing late in the afternoon at Gulfstream Park. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. A young person at a crossroads in life has an opportunity that otherwise would not be there. A Tony Segreto charity event, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars to help young people define themselves in today's chaotic universe. A noble endeavor through college athletics, hardworking coaches, many hours of practice, many hours cracking the books. There is an answer out there for NCAA athletics. Yes, it does involve the pursuit of virtue. And nobody better to expose that and generate that thought than the great Tony Segreto.
Defo and Luby always have a blast kicking it old school with the iconic Tony Segreto. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Well, once again, everybody, great to have you with us on this fine Thursday. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, and in stark contrast to our character, which is always in question, a man of great virtue, the great Tony Segreto with us here on Old School with Tony Segreto, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants and Catholic Health Services. It was interesting, and it struck me just a few moments ago here, Tony. I wanted to run this by you because I know you were around and covering sports very heavily. You might have moved on to news at this point, but you always had your hand in sports. You never really left the sports department completely there, Tony Segreto. Remember when we had what was considered the golden era of coaches here? We had, I believe, Jimmy coaching the Dolphins, Jimmy Johnson. You had Pat Riley coaching the Miami Heat, and Jim Leland, what was the manager of the then Florida Marlins. And are we coming around to that again, huh? We have the reigning manager of the year with Don Mattingly and the Marlins. Spoelstra just eclipsed a mark here, or tied a mark, which puts him in the same company as the great Red Holtzman of New York Knicks fame, as he won his 667th game with the same franchise, putting him on the fifth spot, tying him for fifth all-time of wins with the same team with the great Red Holtzman. So it seems like we might be coming around to something here in South Florida, and a reason to be optimistic.
Yeah, it's a special time. Yeah, it's funny. Funny you bring this up, because I was thinking about that the other day. And one of the things that made me think about it is, I used to do the dream nights for Make-A-Wish when it was the sports nights, right? And we would have this one night was absolutely legendary. There was Jimmy, there was the guys you mentioned. There was Pat, there was Leland. And I'm trying to remember who the
I think Doug McLean might have been the coach.
Yeah, Doug McLean.
He was a good coach.
And I remember Jimmy, Pat taking his tie off. And, you know, because we were auctioning off all these different things, and Pat and Jimmy were going at it as to who was going to sell, who was going to be have the highest bidded piece of material or whatever they were hawking. And I remember Pat took his tie off and auctioned off his tie.
Nice.
Wow. And then Jimmy matched it with something else. And then there was something, and Coach Shula was there before Jimmy was there, and another legendary night. And I remember Coach Shula and Pat were going at it for bids, and the bidding was on, I forget what the item was, but you know who was the bids just kept going up and up, and the one who was bidding against Don was Marianne, his wife.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. Nice. It was a great night, and that was a legendary time. And I believe what you're saying now is the same. And I thought about this. It's so funny you brought that up, because I agree with you. And I am so glad that Don Mattingly is getting his just due and getting recognized.
Reigning manager of the year, and deservedly so. We were calling for that early in the season.
Yeah, you know, not only, you know, he's fighting the pandemic, as everyone else is, But he's also fighting the lethargic just response that Marlins fans have, that baseball fans have in general. That, you know, this is probably one of the certainly not like going to Philly or Boston. You know, even during stretch and pennant drives, being down here, if you're in the drive, it doesn't have the same kind of juice that, you know, those legendary cities have. So he's fighting that. You know, fighting young, the younger generation, and trying to understand that generation from how they use their phones and how they communicate to how they communicate one-on-one. All of those things factored in. I just think he did such a remarkable job with those young people. And the question now is, can you follow it up? And this is going to be the telltale sign. And I cannot wait for the season to start. I really can't.
We had him on the show yesterday. He's such a great guy. I mean, it's amazing. You're talking to Donnie Baseball, and you're thinking, could this guy be any more personable than Don Mattingly? And very positive, very much a Segretto-esque characteristic, extremely positive about everything, which is fantastic. I think Butch was also the coach at UM then, and he was on the roll with his recruiting and people that he was bringing into the program. So, and that was a golden era. Maybe we would come back to it, right? Quenville seems to have had an impact on the Panthers, the Miami Heat with Spoelstra. They hit a home run there. And Donnie Baseball doing some nice things, although, once again, compromised by the fact that everybody else in the division has a ton of capital to spend, and they're more than happy to do it, including the New York Mets, who are going to have to unload a fortune there to keep Francisco Lindor, but they at least have him for this season, and maybe they get some of their pitching back. It's going to be interesting all the way to see if they can kind of use that as a springboard, what happened with the Marlins last year. I'm thinking yes, although the numbers fluctuated.
So it's a drive for 70. It's a drive for 71 now?
The run for 71.
It looked like it was the run for 71. I'm not sure what book was offering that, and I'm not sure if they were part of this universe. That might have been a number that came from Mars on the explorations up there. But I'm seeing like 72, 73 in a hook right now.
Yeah,
and, that
was
still that 73 and a hook is a number that puts you, I mean, literally, like you're straddling the fence the old days in the park, and the spokes are starting to get through there a little bit, and you're thinking, wow,
exactly.
I don't want to tear another pair of pants. Exactly. My mom's going to kill me.
Yeah, exactly. So, and before we go today, I want your pick, because I'm curious to see who you're liking in the Fountain of Youth.
Not sure yet, but I have to go with Paco Lopez. And that's going to be my pick in every race from now on after meeting Paco last night. All right, tell us about Catholic Health Services. I mean, they're your choice for any type of physical rehab, and they have been very loyal sponsors of the Segretto Hour here, and just tremendous people also. You just get that feeling, any communication you have with these guys, including the lovely Maria Miranda communicating, just through email, you can feel a vibe there that is different than a lot of these other rehabilitation places.
The caring that everyone at Catholic Health Services has, from administrators to therapists to doctors to nurses to those who work to make sure that everything stays sanitary within the facilities. Every single person has a passion to do their job to the best of their ability every day with a charm and a class that's unmatched, bar none. We talk about all of the great services they have. Remember, we were talking, you know, from rehab, February is National Heart Month, all of those things. Yes, everybody's doing that. Everybody has the machines for rehab. Everybody has the facility for rehab, on and on and on and on and on. But do they have that special touch, that special something, that special caring that Catholic Health Services has? And then you match that kind of caring with the expertise that the therapists have, that the doctors have, that all the administrators have, the way they make sure that you are taken care of, that when someone comes in for rehab, it's not just them who's getting the rehab, it's the entire family getting the rehab, because it impacts the entire family. So the entire family is involved. It's a holistic approach that is unmatched. Again, like Texas Roadhouse with their food, it's a step and repeat. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We did it today. We're going to do it again tomorrow, and then we're going to do it again the next day, and we're going to continue to do it this way and continue to get better at it. That's the way Catholic Health Services works. That's why we're fortunate to have them with us on Old School, but even more so fortunate to have them with us in our community.
Tony Segretto, we'll wrap things up with Tony on Old School with Tony Segretto. Tipping off the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Santos Perez. Canelo Alvarez. That's right. The Cinnamon Man himself is in town, Hard Rock Stadium, headlining a card there against what we've been saying. I mean, it should be a little more than a heavy bag hanging from a chain from the ceiling in the gym there in Avni Yildirim, who, believe it or not, I mean, it took me a while to figure out this whole thing was familiar to me for a reason. We actually called one of his fights about 5 years ago. Strong kid, but I don't know. He doesn't throw a lot of punches. Maybe he's changed his style some. He's going to need it against Canelo Alvarez. We'll talk to Santos Perez about that in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Tomorrow we'll be out trackside at Gulfstream Park. I'm looking over the field here for the Fountain of Youth to give Tony a selection of some sort. It'll be a rather uneducated one, I would have to say, because I'm not as familiar with these horses yet. Haven't seen the form, but not that that would help me either. But we'll have that for you tomorrow. Kate and Brad are going to be with us, helping us analyze the race as well. It'll be a lot of fun. And the Gambling Gourmet, Mike Mayo, tomorrow on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Back in a moment with Tony. Now that.
The time.
It's 8:49.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
940 Wins, Miami Sports.
Tony, tell us about your travels, what it's like to be at the airport five hours before the plane.
When you see the number of people carrying bags, some of which are bigger than they are, hoping to put them in that overhead compartment, and the disdain on their face when they're told they can't, the tears they have in their eyes coming down, the streaming, how they have to unpack their bags in front of hundreds of people trying to get on their plane. Oh my, the sadness, the anger, all the emotions are being felt. But nothing better than being at the Detroit Metro Airport, where you can get anything from sushi to the best china and glassware that you can find. But it only happens here in Detroit, the Motor City. Only here will you find the birthplace of the modern automobile.
Defoe and Luby love kicking it old school with the legendary Tony Segreto. Big thanks to Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
He was Rinaldi before Rinaldi, the great Tony Segreto, wrapping things up with Tony. Tony, you asked me about the race. I'm going to use a very sound and deep and proven handicapping systems here to give you my idea.
Yeah. Meshuggah. Right,
I'm looking over
right?
the field here. Well, Meshuggah is not there, but yesterday we interviewed an actor named Walton Goggins on the show. He's been in a lot of stuff, and his main roles were in a couple of Tarantino films, and there's a horse called Tarantino in there, so that could be a sign. I think you're like me. I root for greatness to come out of the state of Florida, and being a racing fan and, of course, a fan of the local racetracks here. Hialeah when it was opened for racing. It's still open, of course, and brilliant with their casino. Gulfstream Park doing a great job, and Calder was part of the circuit. But I root for the horses that were racing on the local circuit to go on and do things in the Triple Crown Series. So the favorite here, Greatest Honor, Shug McGahee, the trainer, I would, if I wasn't betting necessarily, but I just was rooting for something to happen, I would like for that horse to turn out to be great. That would be nice.
Gotcha.
Now, I met Paco Lopez last night, the great Paco Lopez. Very
aggressive. Right, said you had dinner with him.
Yeah, it just was, you know, an odd coincidence that it ended up happening that way. And he's on a horse 20-1, so subtle, which is the antithesis of everything that this show is all about, right? So there may be something there. And then the sporting terminology, if you want to go with that, how about drain the clock with
there
Edgar Zayas? So a lot of interesting possibilities there. If you asked me honestly if I had any idea who was going to win this race, I would have to say no. So I may go with my fail-safe.
So fun.
Yeah, I may go with my fail-safe system, which is back wheel of favorite, but then I have to root against Shug, so it puts me in a mental predicament, but nonetheless, it's all about cashing tickets, is it not, my friend? It's not about loyalty once you get to the racetrack.
You got that right. I want to be able to punch those tickets right back at those people and get and collect some cash and put it in my pocket and then play with their money for a while. Isn't that the whole reason you get there? So, plus the fun. And what I think you should do is since you already had dinner with Pablo, and if he wins, I think
Paco,
you should take him to Paco. I think you should take him to Texas Roadhouse. I mean, what better place?
It's a good idea. He would love it. There's no question about it. Yeah, Paco Lopez. They don't need a lot, these jockeys. They can't afford it.
Well, of course they have to. They have to make. Yeah, they have to make weight, and it's difficult.
Absurd weight. Paco's small, though. I mean, He'll make 118 easy. We got to run, Tony. We're out of here.
Hey, listen, always and, great. Thank you to Texas Roadhouse. Thank you to Catholic Health Services, as always. Best hour of the week, and then love you guys.
Be safe.
Great American. Tony Sograno. Get that shot and come on back to town. All right, we'll come back with Santos Perez on boxing. Always a pleasure talking about the sweet science, as Mauro Rinaldo would say, with the great Santos Perez. And I believe he was at that fight with Yildirim against Glenn Johnson. I thought I remembered saying hello to him and the great Eddie Kaplan as we were down there in the Wynwood District for a rare boxing event. Back with Santos in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 8:59.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.